From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. More than half of Alabama's rural hospitals are at risk of closing. That's according to a report released earlier this year. Residents in Pickens County near the Mississippi border know the statistics all too well. Their hospital closed 4 years ago after accruing $5 million in debt. Now the local ambulance service is at risk of shutting down. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has the story.
Tabitha Pate knows every corner of the Pickens County Medical Center. She worked in the hospital's HR department for years. These days, she stops by the building to check for maintenance issues.
Yeah, the lights up there are out, and I hear the fire alarm going off, too. It's okay.
The hospital used to offer inpatient and outpatient services and a 24-hour emergency department. But since 2020, the facility has sat vacant. Pate says it makes her emotional.
To see the empty halls, to not hear the hustle and bustle of nurses and staff, you know, walking around, it's sad.
Pate says the hospital closing left residents with just a local primary care clinic, but that's only open during weekdays.
Anything past 4:30, you have to go somewhere else.
Don't get sick past
4:30. And all heart attacks happen between 8 and 4:30, you know.
Pickens County, like a growing number of places in Alabama, has no ER, no urgent care, no after-hours clinic. The closest emergency provider is more than 30 miles away. And if you call for an ambulance, it could take a while. Vicki McCrory manages the Pickens County Ambulance Service. She says they have struggled since the hospital closed.
We're doing 36-hour shifts right now just to provide one unit.
And that one unit has to drive further to get to a hospital, so it takes longer to get back to town to respond to other calls. McCrory says the result is people die waiting for help. She remembers one man.
He actually went into cardiac arrest and died before we could even get there. And, I mean, he had already waited 45 minutes. You know, that is terrible.
It was a similar story for Grene Prude. Last year, Prude was driving in town when she started to feel bad. She drove right past the shuttered hospital to meet her family in front of City Hall. They called for an ambulance, but the trucks were miles away and didn't make it in time. Prude's sister, Annie Jackson, was there when her sister passed.
Do I think that she would have made it if the hospital was open? I don't know. I can't say yes or no on that, but she would have had a fine chance.
Jackson says people don't feel safe anymore.
That's how we feel here in Pickens County, that we've been put out on the island and, you know, you're scared to get sick. If you get sick, you got a family member that get hurt. In the back of your mind, you're thinking they're going to die.
Jackson is part of a group of residents and local officials advocating to reopen the medical center. To make that happen, they're trying to get creative. They hope to get funding from state lawmakers to convert the second floor of the old hospital into an adolescent mental health facility. The idea is it would generate funds to support reopening an emergency room on the first floor. Former HR Director Tabitha Pate says it's just not sustainable to try to operate a rural hospital again.
You have a facility that can be utilized, but it has to do something different than rural health care. That's why we had to be forward thinking and look for another option.
For now, residents in Pickens County continue to rely on EMS providers for emergency care. Just this month, local government officials agreed to step in and financially support the ambulance service. The money will help pay for one additional unit that will run 16 hours a day. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.